被他献给神。
But we know the true temples inside our hearts.
我们知道真正的神的殿呢是在我们的心中。
Because this is where the Holy Spirit dwells.
因为那是圣灵所在的地方。
Even though these buildings are very wonderful buildings.
我们的会堂是这么的好
，But we must make the building inside our heart become more beautiful than this building.
但是我们把我们的心建备的更好
，And only then that we can truly dedicate not only this building but also ourselves to our Lord Jesus Christ.
在那时候，我们不只是把会堂献给主耶稣基督，而是把我们自己也献给主耶稣基督。
So we ask everyone as we dedicate this building to God, try to refrain from getting up and down. Try to refrain just staying in church.
那我们就求要换在上，在这里的每一位能够继续留在教会。
Because this is a, you know, this is a time of reverence.
那这是一个可以反思的时间。
We should not just get up and down and out, in and out, in and out like that.
那这个时段里面，希望不要进进出出。
So we can really focus on dedicating this building to God.
所以我们能够很好用一个平静的心，把这个会堂献给。
So now we ask Pastor Ye to come and give us a message.
那我们现在请叶传道来为我们证道。
现在奉主就是圣名呢，在这里为他做见证。
In the holy name of Jesus Christ, I testify here.
啊，感谢主是恩典。
I thank God for His grace.
啊，经过很多弟兄姐妹的努力啊，祷告，这个购买会堂事情啊，终于在去年的时候完成了。
That after a lot of hard work and prayer by all the brothers and sisters, we were finally able to purchase this chapel last year.
啊，在这个当中呢，弟兄姐妹流了很多的血，流了很多的汗啊。
A lot of people shed a lot of sweat and tears and worked very diligently.
还有很多各地的弟兄姐妹呢，虽然是不是属于 Houston 的人，但是他们也是为了这个教会的事情在祷告。
And many members, even though they were not members of this local church, were praying for this matter.
因为这些人的努力啊，神的成就才有今天这个漂亮的会堂。
And it's because of their hard work and the fulfillment of God's will that we can see such a beautiful chapel here today.
所以愿神呢纪念大家的辛劳爱心。
So may God remember all of your labor and your love.
那我们早上呢，何主事已经用神的殿呢作为我们的勉励。
This morning, Deacon Ho used the topic of the temple of God as our mutual encouragement.
那当然，这个是一个物质的殿。
Of course, we know this is a physical building.
那我们存了一个很高兴的心情啊，今天要把这座美妙的殿啊，来献给神。
And all of us harbor a heart of joy to dedicate this beautiful chapel to God.
那就好像刚刚啊，伯蒂传道他所讲的啊，殿最主要的是在我们心里。
But just as Preacher Vudi mentioned just now, the most important part of the temple is in our hearts.
那早上何执事他提到雅各啊。在逃难当中啊，神怎么样向他显现来安慰他
？And this morning, Deacon Ho shared with us as Jacob was fleeing for his life, how God appeared to him.
啊，那一段经历啊，对雅各来说啊，是一件很惊险的经历。
For Jacob, this experience was a very awake, a one of awakening and a very vivid experience.
因为在逃的当中呢，晚上啊，他自己一个人在旷野的地方。
Because as he fled, he was alone at night in the wilderness.
他觉得一个人很孤单无聊。
He felt lonely and he had nothing to do.
啊，他就很害怕。
And so he was afraid.
啊，神就在晚上啊向他显现。
But it was in the evening that God appeared to him.
啊，神答应啊要与他同在。
And God promised that he would be with him.
啊，无论他走到什么地方啊，神都要与他同在。
That no matter wherever he went, God would always abide with him.
他醒过来以后啊。
And so when Jacob awoke,
他觉得很安慰。
He felt very comforted.
他觉得他人生啊就有前途了。
He felt that he had hope and for his life and his future.
他人生的路啊可以再继续往前走了。
He had the strength to continue to walk forward in his life.
因为神向他显现。
Because God appeared to him.
神与他同在。
God abided with him.
所以他就称那个地方是一个很可畏的地方。
And that's why he deemed that place as a place that he could long for.
因为他是很不配的。
Because he was unworthy.
他是要被一个人呢。来追杀的。
He was being pursued by someone to kill him.
他是个逃难者。
He was fleeing for his life.
他这个在这个地方没有什么朋友。
In this place, he had no friends.
没有什么人呢会帮助他。
There was no one who would help him.
没有什么人会安慰他。
No one to comfort him.
只有他自己一个人。
It was just him alone.
可是天上神啊，竟然会来安慰他。
But yet, who knew that the God in heaven would comfort him?
所以他说这是一个何等可畏的地方啊。
And so he said, how good and beautiful is this place?
他自己亲眼的看到神了。
Because with his own eyes, he saw God.
所以他就说啊，这是神的殿。
And that's why I said, this is the temple of God.
还是天的门。
The gate of heaven.
所以从此以后啊，他就经常把神跟他同在这个殿，这个新殿呢，放在心里。
From that point on, he always remembered that God abided with him in his heart.
这个新殿呢，陪他走一生。
And this thought of stayed with him throughout his entire life.
这个新殿是什么新殿呢？
But what is this?
就是神与他同在。
Is that God abided with him?
神与他同在，那个地方就是圣殿。
Wherever God abided with him, that place is the temple of God.
所以他无论走到任何一个地方。
So no matter where he went in his life,
神的殿就跟他到什么地方。
The temple of God would also be with him there.
因为神住在自己的殿里。
Because God dwells in his own temple.
神同在的地方，那个地方就是有神啊。
Wherever God dwells, in that place has God's abiding.
那神就是住在那个地方。
And God abides there.
那个地方我们就称为神的殿。
And we call that place the temple of God.
所以雅各一生当中都是神的殿在心里。
Throughout his entire life, Jacob had the temple of God in his heart.
虽然那个时候没有一个物质的圣殿。
Even though there may not have been a physical building at the time.
那旷野还是旷野呀。
Because the wilderness is still the wilderness.
他无论走到什么地方去。
But no matter where he went.
我们知道他是个牧羊人。
We know that he's a shepherd.
牧羊就是要到野外去牧羊。
Shepherd needs to go through the wilderness to shepherd the flock.
那个地方没有什么房子的。
There's no houses there.
可能是一片草原
It may just be green pastures
可能偏向是一片高山
Or it could be high mountains
丘陵
Or it could be other things By the river
没有什么房子
There are no houses there
当中没有圣殿
There's no temple
但圣殿在他心里
But the temple was in his heart
所以他跟随他一辈子
And it went with him throughout his entire life
所以他要死以前啊
That's why before he died
他有机会再看到他自己被出卖的儿子约瑟
He was able to seeOne more time, the son who was betrayed by him, Joseph.
因为他们父子啊，已经离开啊，大约二十年的时间了。
Because he had been separated from his son for over 20 years.
他相信他的儿子已经死了。
He believed his son had already died.
而竟然没有想到他那个儿子约瑟啊，竟然会在约啊，在埃及的地方当宰相。
And never could imagine that Joseph was in Egypt as prime minister.
所以他说。啊，去埃及找他的儿子。
And so he finally went to Egypt to seek his son.
哎，有机会啊，见到法老。
And he had the opportunity to meet Pharaoh.
然后他就做见证啊。
And then he testified to them.
然后他后来要跟他儿子祝福。
And then he blessed his own son.
他说啊，一生牧养我的那一位神。
He said, "The Lord who has shepherded me my entire life."
愿那位神也能够祝福你们。
May that God also bless you.
所以他说，一生牧养我今日那个神啊，直到今天那位神。
Because the God who shepherded me all of my life up until this point, He's always been with me. Because the temple of God was in his heart. And that's why the temple went with him throughout his life. When he was young, he saw God appearing to him. And he was very thankful for it. He thanked God for comforting him. And then so he anointed the place as a showing, as a gratitude.
同时他答应神，以后他所得的一定要献上十分之一。
But at the same time, he also promised God that whatever he gained in the future, he would offer a tithe to God.
为什么？因为神与他同在。
He did this because God abided with him.
所以我们今天也是要过着一个神同在的生活。
Today we all need to live a life where God abides with us.
神同在的地方就是圣殿。
Wherever God abides, that is his temple.
啊，不只是在这个地方。
Not just here only.
好像何执事所讲的，圣殿就是要让大家来敬拜神的一个地方。
As Deacon Ho mentioned, the temple is a place where all of God's people can come to worship.
而需要让万民啊来这个圣殿祷告的一个地方。
And God intends that this place can be a place of prayer for all nations.
但同时呢，圣殿对雅各来说呢是在他的心里。
But at the same time, for Jacob, the temple of God was in his heart.
对我们来说也是一样，在我们心里。
Likewise for us, his temple is in our hearts as well.
我们知道有一位君王啊，很有名，叫做所罗门王。
We know that there was a king who was very famous, named King Solomon.
他建造一座很辉煌的圣殿。
He built a very beautiful and magnificent temple.
这座圣殿是很有名的。
This temple is very famous.
这个圣殿不但是圣经里面有记载，一般的历史书也是有记载的。
In fact, not only does the Bible record about this temple, it's also recorded in the history books.
啊，今天啊，清真寺在以前所罗门王所建造圣殿的原来的地方啊。建造一个清真寺。
Today, they've also erected a historical monument in the same place where Solomon's temple was first built.
啊，那个地方以前就是所罗门王建造圣殿的地方。
That is the place where Solomon first built God's temple.
那所罗门王以前呢的王，他的父亲叫做大卫。
But Solomon's father was King David.
啊，大卫他本来是有心要为神建造圣殿。
King David originally had a heart and intention to build a temple for God.
可是因为他在那一辈子呢，他经常出去跟敌人打仗。
Unfortunately, throughout his entire life, he often fought battles against his enemies.
所以神就不允许他来建造圣殿。
And therefore, God forbade him from building a temple.
虽然如此，他尽他所能的，他准备很多材料啊，要建造圣殿的材料。
But even so, he still prepared all the material necessary to build this temple.
我们请看历代志上。
Let's refer to First Chronicles.
历代志上二十九章。
First Chronicles chapter 29.
二十九章第一节。
Chapter 29 verse 1.
历代志上二十九章第一节。
First Chronicles chapter 29 verse 1.
大卫王对会众说：“我儿子所罗门是特神特选的，还年幼骄嫩，这工程甚大，因为这殿呢不是为人，乃是为神建造的。”第二节。
Two.
我为我神的殿已经尽力啊，预备金子做金器，银子做银器，铜做铜器，铁做铁器，木做木器，还有红玛瑙可镶嵌的宝石、彩石和一切的宝石，并许多汉白玉。第三节。
Three.
因我心中爱慕神的殿，就在预备建造圣殿的材料之外，又将我自己积蓄的金银献上，建造我神的殿。圣殿还没有盖完。
Before the temple was even completed.
哎，还没有开始盖。
In fact, before it began to be built.
也不能盖。
He couldn't even build it.
因为神不让他盖。
Because God wouldn't let him.
但是他尽力来为神的殿的工程来预备。
Yet he very actively prepared all the tools and material necessary to build the temple.
要是我们的话，可能说，那我不能盖，我就算了，我也不奉献，我也不做什么。
For most of us today, if God says, I won't let you build it, then we'll just say, okay, fine, I won't offer anything or do anything.
因为你不让我盖嘛。
Because you don't let me build.
所以我不用准备了。
So I don't need to prepare.
但是他不是这样子。
But David was not like this.
圣殿他虽然不能盖。
Even though he was not allowed to build a temple.
也没有圣殿存在在当时。
And even though the temple never existed in his time.
可是他心中向往神的殿。
Yet his heart longed for and towards the temple.
可见圣殿已经在他心里。
Which meant that the temple already existed in his heart.
后来那个圣殿也是跟随他一辈子的。
And later on, this temple also abided with him throughout his life.
也是跟随他儿子。
And it also went with his son.
因为神的殿在他们心里。
Because the temple of God was in their hearts.
那个心中的殿啊是。不能够被攻破的。
That temple in their hearts is one that will not corrupt or be destroyed.
是不能够被打倒的。
It cannot be defeated.
因为神在那个地方。
Because God is there.
有形的建筑物有一天呢会没有人攻打的话，也会自己朽坏的。
Any physical structure, even if no one attacks it, will one day crumble away.
好像这栋建筑物的话，在经过一百年也一定会倒塌。
For example, this building after 100 years, it surely will fall.
因为这是很正常的事情。
It's natural.
可是心中的殿啊是不能够被攻破也打不倒的。
But the temple in your hearts cannot be conquered or cannot be destroyed.
因为神在里头。
Because God is in there.
就当时大卫他心中有神的殿。
And so in David's heart there was the temple of God.
那我们来看以西结的殿。
But let's also look at the temple recorded in Ezekiel.
请看以西结书。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
44章。
Ezekiel chapter 44.
以西结书。书啊，四十四章第四节。
Ezekiel chapter 44 verse 4。
四十四章第四节。
Chapter 44 verse 4。
他要带我由北门来到殿前，我观看见神的荣光充满耶和华的殿，我就俯伏在地。第五节。
Verse 5。
主对我说：“人子啊，你我对你所说神殿啊中的一切典章法则，你要放在心上，用眼看，用耳听，并要留心殿宇和圣殿。”一切出入之处，当时神只是以西结要建造一个新的圣殿的事情。
This time, God was commanding Ezekiel about building the new temple.
那事实上，以西结并没有建造一个物质上新的圣殿。
But actually, in fact, Ezekiel never built a physical temple.
那神为什么要指示他一个新殿的法则
？But why would God command him regarding the regulations of a new temple?
这个就是预表以后的圣殿。
It was a prefiguration of the temple that was to come in the future.
那以后的圣殿是不是真的有一个很漂亮堂皇的圣殿
？But was the temple to come supposed to be a glorious, magnificent building?
哎，没有。
No.
那这个殿呢，就在心中的殿。
In fact, this temple is the one in your heart.
因为这里讲，神只是以西结说要盖一个新的殿，有一个法则。
Because here, when God commanded Ezekiel to build a new temple, there was a process, a blueprint to be followed.
他当时属物质的殿也没有。
Because there wasn't a physical temple at the time.
但是他就看见了神的荣光充满着神的殿。
But yet, Ezekiel saw the glory of God filling this temple.
所以我们可以见到。神的殿啊，神的荣光一定会在那个地方。
So we can say that the temple of God will surely have the glory of God in it.
也就神同在的地方。
It's a place where God abides.
为什么呢
Why would we say this?
因为他一切的法则呀，一切的建造方法都是按照神的方法。
That means all the regulations and the way to build this temple is done all according to God's will.
这凡照按照神的方法来建造圣殿的，那神一定会同在。
And so whoever builds this temple according to God's will have God's abidance.
那神也告诉以西结说啊，您要放在心上，把这个法则啊放在心上。
But God also told Ezekiel, "You must place this law in your heart."
神并没有告诉以西结说啊，你要去赶快建造圣殿呢、啊。
Ezekiel, God was telling Ezekiel, "You need to quickly build a temple."
没有，他说你要放在心上，还要留心哦。
He didn't tell him to go build a physical temple. Instead, he said, "Place it in your heart."
要留心什么事情？要留心殿宇和圣地一切出入之处。
But he also told him to be aware of all those who go in and out of the temple.
也是要分别为圣的意思。
It also means to be holy.
因为李正中译本啊，他翻译说，你要留心啊，看谁可以进来，哎，谁要被拒绝于门外。
In the original text, it actually says you need to watch to see who is allowed to enter and who is not allowed to.
所以凡是圣洁的人啊，才可进到里面去啊。
Only those who are holy shall enter this temple.
啊，不圣洁的人，你就要把他挡在门外。
And those who are not holy shall be forbidden at the gate.
也就是说，这个圣殿呢是要分别为圣。
This means that this temple must be set aside to be holy.
因为是一个很神圣的事情啊。
Because it's a very sacred thing.
啊，圣殿在哪里
？Where is the temple of God？
在他的心中。
It's in your heart.
所以神告诉他，你要放在心上。
And so God told Ezekiel, you must place this in your heart.
因此，圣殿在哪里呢
？So where is the temple of God？
在我们心中。
It's in our hearts.
那我们再看新约时代。
In the New Testament time period。
主耶稣啊，他本身就是圣殿。
Jesus himself was the temple.
我们请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第三章。
Gospel of John chapter 3.
那第二章。
Actually chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
十八节。
Verse 18.
因此犹太人问他说啊，你既然做这件事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？十九节，耶稣回答说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。”二十节，犹太人便说：“啊，这殿是四十六年才造成的，你三日内就要再建起来吗？”二十一节，但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿，所以耶稣本身呢就是殿。
Jesus himself was the temple.
啊，当时有圣殿呢。
At the time, was there a temple?
啊，虽然圣殿呢、啊，不像以前所罗门王的圣殿那么漂亮，已经相隔了很久的时间了。
Yes, and even though it may not have been as beautiful as the temple Solomon originally built,
因为以前呢、啊、已经被敌人烧过。
Because that temple had already been burned down by the enemies.
虽然有在建造，但是可能没有像以前那么漂亮的。
And so later on, though they rebuilt the temple, it may not have been as glorious as the first.
啊，他说、啊、这殿呢、啊。以后会被拆毁的。
But here Jesus says this temple will be destroyed.
但三日内呢，我要把它建立起来。
But in three days Jesus was to raise it up again.
那犹太人当时听不懂啊。
The Jews at the time didn't understand what he meant.
说这个殿呢是四十六年才造成的啊，因为以后再重新修啊。
This temple took 46 years to be built up.
也就是希律王啊，在下令啊，在帮他们建造。
It was King Herod who made the decree to allow them to build the temple.
那四十六年才建成的。
And 46 years later, they finished.
啊，您怎么能够把它拆毁呢
？So they said, Jesus, how could you destroy it?
啊，就是你把它拆毁的话，怎么有可能三天之内就要建立起来
？And even if you destroy it, how can you rebuild it in three days?
要是我的话，我也听不懂啊。
Now, if I was one of those people at the time,
你的话你也可能听不懂。
What Jesus, and neither would you understand what Jesus.
但是耶稣的话不是用物质来表达的。
But Jesus wasn't describing physical things.
二十节说啊，二十一。
In verse 21, we see
他的身体啊就是殿。
That his body is the temple.
所以耶稣在哪里
？So where is Jesus？
哎，当时两千年前啊，耶稣是活在历史当中啊。
2000 years ago, he was a figure in history.
啊，他本身呢、啊，就是要打破为人类的打破。
He was there to break his own body for us.
他被拆毁啊，就是说他的身体要被挂在十字架上。
When he meant the temple would be destroyed, he meant his own body would be
为人类的牺牲流血
to shed his blood for mankind.
所以他的身体啊，真是被打破了。
And so his body truly was broken.
可他三天以后呢？三天之内，他再复活。
But three days later, he resurrected.
就他本身啊，就是殿。
Therefore, he himself is the temple.
啊，今天耶稣在哪里？
But today, where is Jesus?
耶稣在我们心中啊。
Jesus is in our hearts.
我们信耶稣。
When we believe in
我们承认他为我们的救主。
When we acknowledge him as our savior.
说他就在我们心中。
Then he is in our hearts.
他升天以后，他派遣圣灵啊，永远跟你们同在。
And after he ascended to heaven, he sent his Holy Spirit to abide with us.
圣灵就是保惠师。
The Holy Spirit is the comforter.
圣灵就是安慰师。
Is also the helper.
圣灵要引导我们明白他的真理。
And it will lead us into all truth.
圣灵要帮助我们啊，做出很正确的决定。
It will help us to make the right decisions.
要知道我们人生该怎么走，才能过走在对的路上。
To lead us in the right path in our lives.
才能过着一个幸福快乐的生活。
So that we can live a blessed and joyful life.
所以今天我们殿在哪里？
So today, where is the temple?
在我们心中。
It's in our hearts.
那当时耶稣啊，来到圣殿。
At the time when Jesus went to the temple,
看到圣殿里呢有很多人啊在那里做买卖。
He saw a lot of people selling merchandise.
所以耶稣他就很不高兴啊。
And so Jesus was very displeased.
就把做买卖的人呢、啊、全部赶出去。
And he cast out all those who were selling wares in the temple.
他说啊，我父亲的殿要作为万民祷告的殿，您怎么把它看成是劫锅
？And he said, "How my father's house should be a house of prayer. How can you make it a den of thieves?"
所以当时的人呢、啊，把神的殿呢、啊、看成是做买卖的地方。
The people at the time they viewed the temple of God as a marketplace.
当然，这对当时的人来说啊，不觉得怎么样。
And to the people at the time, they felt indifferent about.
倒觉得很方便。
And they thought actually it was convenient.
因为对他们来说啊，是很方便的，不用把牛羊啊牵到圣殿里去献祭。
For them, it's convenient. They don't have to bring their own cattle to the temple; they could just buy it there.
但对耶稣来说啊，这是很不恰当的。
But for Jesus, this was inappropriate.
因为既然圣殿已经分别为圣。
Because the temple needs to be set aside to be holy.
就是要符合神的要求，因为神要住在那里呀。
And it needs to adhere to the standards of God because God is to dwell there.
所以他们就啊。主耶稣就要把这些人赶出去。
And so Jesus drove all of these people out.
那我们看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
约翰福音的第二章十七节。
John chapter 2 verse 17.
他的门徒就要想起经上所说的说我为你的殿心里焦急如同火烧。那为什么主耶稣啊会心里焦急好像火在烧
why was Jesus' heart stirred up with zeal and eaten up?
因为他的身体就像圣殿一样。
Because his own body is just like the temple.
那这些人在他的身上啊就像一个瘤。
And these people were like tumors in his own body.
不圣洁啊，在一个圣洁的人身上就像一个肿瘤一样。
Anything holy on someone's holy body is like a tumor.
他觉得浑身啊不舒服。
You would feel uncomfortable when it's on.
好像有火在烧。
It's like fire burning.
这火在烧，你一定觉得痛。
If fire burns, then you will feel pain.
一定会有感觉。
You will have feeling.
一定要去辨别它，处理它。
You want to deal with this fire.
所以主耶稣就把他们赶出去。
And so Jesus drove them away.
说既然神的殿在我们心里。
And so if the temple of God is in our hearts.
因为耶稣在我们心里。
Because Jesus is in our hearts.
所以我们对不圣洁的东西、不圣洁的事情啊，也是像耶稣一样觉得很不舒服。
Then we need to be just like Jesus towards the unholy things and feel uncomfortable when we see it.
所以就把他们赶出去了。
And therefore drive it away.
就是把我们心啊彻底的分别为圣。
To separate our hearts to be holy.
那到了启示录的时候。
Now in the book of Revelations.
神让约翰呢、啊，他看到新的耶路撒冷城。
God allowed John to see the New Jerusalem.
也说圣殿在那里呀、啊。
And there was the temple.
但是呢，他看不到圣殿。
But John did not see the temple.
啊，请看使徒行啊，这个启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
启示录二十一章的二十二节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 22。
我未见城内有殿，因为主神啊，全能者和羔羊为城的殿。所以这边说，全能者和羔羊就是主耶稣啊，他就是神的殿。
It says here that the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb, which is Jesus, are its temple.
那保罗也说啊，我们的就是我们的身体就是神的殿。
The Apostle Paul also said our body is the temple of God.
因此要保守圣洁。
Therefore, we need to be holy.
所以今天我们在献殿的同时
，Today in this new time period and in the new temple,
最主要的我们把内心呢。把它当成是神的殿。
The most important thing for us to do is to deem our hearts as the temple of God.
每一个人呢、啊，都能够保守心里的圣洁。
And everyone should preserve their hearts to be holy.
这样今天圣殿才有意义。
And only then will this new temple have any meaning.
那神才会悦纳。
And only then will God be accept this temple.
那当时啊，主耶稣他还在世的时候，他在预言呢、啊。
When Jesus was still in this world, he prophesied once.
啊，当时的门徒啊。指给耶稣看说、哦、你看那个会堂很漂亮、啊、
Jesus pointed towards the temple and told his disciples, look at how pretty it is.
但是主耶稣说啊, 将来啊, 那个圣殿啊, 没有一块石头啊, 会留在石头上的。
Look at how beautiful it is, but yet one day there will not even be a stone left upon itself.
那个圣殿一定会被拆毁。
Because this temple will be destroyed.
那为什么圣殿要被拆毁呢?
Why did the temple need to be destroyed?
圣殿啊, 必须要被拆毁。
The temple had to be destroyed.
因为当时的人啊, 把圣殿已经偶像化了。
Because the people at the time viewed the temple as an idol.
把圣殿啊, 玷污了。
They had defiled it.
所以必须要被拆毁了。
Therefore, it needed to be destroyed.
我们请看马可福音。
Let's start to Mark.
13章第一节。
Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verse 1.
马可福音13章第一节。
Mark, chapter 13, verse 1.
耶稣从殿里出来的时候，有一个门徒啊，对他说：“老师，你看这殿是何等的石头，是何等的殿宇啊！就说那个殿啊，是很漂亮的，很雄伟。”第二节，耶稣对他说：“你看这大殿宇吗？将来在这里面有一块石头留在石头上，不被拆毁的，所以一直就是说一定会被拆毁。”
So here in verse 1 and 2, Jesus mentions that this temple will be destroyed.
那一定要拆毁的。
It must be destroyed.
那为什么呢？
Now why is that?
我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7.
耶利米书第七章的第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 1.
七章第一节。
Chapter 7 verse 1.
神的话临到耶利米说啊，你当站在主殿的门口，在那里宣传这话，说你们进这些门敬拜。 神的一切犹大人啊，应当听神的话。第三节
，Three，
主神以色列的神如此说啊，你们改正行动，作为，我就使你们在这个地方仍然居住。第四，Verse
Four，
你们不要依靠虚谎的话，说啊，这些是神的殿，是神的殿，是神的殿，你们若实在改正行动，作为，在人和邻舍中间，诚然施行公平啊。我们再看11节
，Verse 11。
这称为我名下的殿，在你们眼中啊，岂可看为贼窝吗？我看多看见了，这是神说的啊。当时以色列人啊，他们已经对神的殿已经是看成平常的。During
this recording, the Israelites viewed the temple of God as something common.
啊，不但看成平常，还把它偶像化，还玷污。
But not only was it common in their sight, it was also an idol, and they defiled.
因为他们人不正啊。
Because they themselves were not upright.
他们只是啊，夸耀说这是神的殿，这是神的殿。
Instead, all they proclaimed was the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
神的殿并不等于神本身呐。
But the temple of God does not equate to God Himself.
所以今天我们假如是把这个神的殿啊看成是神本身。
Today, if we see the temple of God as God Himself,
那就是把偶像化。
Then we've turned it into an idol.
神是住在这里是不错。
Yes, God truly lives here.
神呢住在我们的心中。
God dwells in our hearts.
啊，圣经也记载说两三个人奉主耶稣的名啊。 同啊聚集聚会，神做同在，耶稣做同在。
The Bible even says, if two or more are gathered in my name, then there I am in their midst.
耶稣同在地方做圣殿。Wherever
God is, then that is a temple.
那假如一个人呢，把物质的殿看成是神的本身。But
if a person views a physical building as God,
哦，当时以色列民啊，他们跟腓力斯人打仗。
For example, the Israelites were fighting with the Philistines.
已经快打输了。
They were losing the battle.
啊，他们干脆啊就把那个约柜啊抬出来。
So they decided to bring out the Ark of the Covenant.
啊，他们说这样子一定会打胜仗的。
They said, surely if we bring this out, we will win.
结果啊，他们打输了。
Yet they lost.
为什么呢？
Why did they lose?
因为他们把物质的约柜看作是神的本身。
Because they also mistook the Ark of the Covenant to be God.
已经把约柜的偶像化。
They turned it into an idol.
那个不是神啊。
That is not God.
那是一个物质的约柜。
It's just a physical ark.
只是他们要行神的道理，他们要按照神的法则去做，他要求问约柜才有功效啊。
All they needed to do was do according to the stipulations of God and inquire at the ark.
不是因为那个约柜本身的能力。
It's not because of any power of the ark.
他们看错了。
But they misunderstood.
我们今天也是一样。
Today, we need to see ourselves.
我们在献堂的同时。
When we're dedicating a chapel.
我们不要犯以前的错误。
Let's not make the same mistakes as in past.
我们今天在这里的弟兄姐妹朋友们都是很诚心的来参加这次的献堂礼。
Today, all of us gather here with a heart of reverence to attend this dedication service.
很高兴。
We're joyful.
因为啊。 终于有自己的会堂,
because finally we have a chapel for ourselves,
有个聚会的地方,
a place to gather to worship,
能够大家一起在这里学习神的道理,
so that we can study and learn the words of God together,
一起来这里交通,
to teach and communicate with each other,
一起在这里祷告神,
to pray together,
来这边建设神的荣耀
，to glorify God here，
分享神的爱
，to share the love of God，
这是一个很好的
，this is good，
神很乐意来接受
，and God willingly accepts this。
啊，这个地方也要成为一个祷告的地方
，and this place also needs to become a place，
也要成为传福音的地方
，a place where the gospel is preached。
但是呢，这个地方啊，这个建筑物本身呢，不等于是神啊
，but this building itself does not equal God。
因此，我们有这个要这个正确的观念
，and so we need to have the correct concept and understanding。
只要把耶稣啊，迎接在我们心里。
As long as we receive Jesus in our hearts，
那我们按照他旨意而行。
And do according to His commandments，
我们今天的献堂典礼就很有意义。
Then our dedication service today has meaning，
在神的眼中看起来更美。
In the eyes of God, it's beautiful。
那神会祝福大家。
And He will bless us all。
阿门，
阿门。
那我们接下来呢，请诗班呢上来献诗。
We'd like to invite the choir to dedicate some songs。
We're now going to have a presentation of the history of our church.
现在要做休斯顿教会的简史，还有一个报告。
I don't see. Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank our Almighty God for having given us this chapel.
首先，我要感谢天上真神赐给我们新的会堂。
And also thank all the brothers and sisters who have helped to make it possible.
也要感谢弟兄姐妹的支持，让我们能够购买我们的会堂。
We actually received help and donations from all over the world.
我们从世界的各地得到帮助，还有捐款。
Okay. And you see that here's the beginning of our church in Houston.
我们在投影片上来看到，这是休斯顿教会的开始。
And the church started in 1981.
我们的教会呢，休斯顿教会是1981年开始聚会的。
And we actually had six families.
一开始呢，我们有六个家庭。
About 24 members.
大概有24位信徒。
And we all met together from week to week, house to house, three homes, three family homes.
我每个礼拜呢，在三个不同的家庭。
And this went on for about 2 years.
那这个大概有两年之久的时间。
And here I'm very glad that many of the original church members are still here.
那我们可以看到还有很多当时在这聚会的同龄，现在今天也在这里。
And you can see that it's a slide.If you watch closely, you see that Deacon Lee, Ho Jung Lee, and Sister Lee, they were original members.
那我们可以看到照片里面李执事跟李执事娘，他们是休斯顿教会最早的信徒。
And also, you can see that Brother Paul Chang, Sister Fang Lianying, the original members.
那我们看到张东昌弟兄还有房连英姐妹也是一开始休斯顿。休斯顿的信徒。
So that's how we all started.
这是我们的开始。
Okay, the next. Okay. And this slide to show this the last spiritual convocation that we had in Thomas Road.
那现在投影片上面这片照片是我们最后一次在多马路所举开的灵恩布道会所照的照片。
Sorry for this. And this slide, you see that how we started in Thomas Road.
那这是我们旧的会堂的时候的开始，多马路的会堂。
We were able to, we have a very small number.
我们那时候人数很少。
Many of those they're not working. Many of them are students actually.
那时候很多人并没有在工作，很多学生。
And we had to work for it. We actually all together we built ourselves. We actually church members painted. They did all the flooring and all that.
我们那时候自己花了很多力气盖这会堂，有人做粉刷的工作。
And you see outside some of that outside there, people here, they're rolling the insulation and all this, all done by own church members.
那很多事情呢，都是由信徒自己动手做的。
And it was really fun.
那时候我们觉得这是一个很愉快的一个
回忆。And that's the reason why we bought the chapel. We bought the land for $30,000.
那时候我们买这块地30,000元。
And we didn't have enough money, really.
我们那时候钱其实很不足。
And very fortunate that the owner found out that we are True Jesus Church. We believe in the same thing that he does.
那时候卖给我们的卖主呢，他发现我们跟他相信的是一致的。
And he said that, well, we believe the same thing.We baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe one true God. We believe in speaking in tongues and all that. We believe in the same thing. So we will finance your project.
他说我们跟你相信的都是一致的，我们的洗礼也是相信是照主耶稣圣名的来洗的，所以我们就提供贷款给你们。
At the very beginning, God was already leading us, guiding us all the way.
从很早开始，神就在带领我们。
And within 3 years, we were able to pay up all our debts.
在3年之内呢, 我们就把所贷的贷款给还清了。
Okay, praise God. Next slide. Okay. While the chapel was being built,
在那盖旧会堂的过程之中,
and on August 18, 1983, Hurricane Alicia, some of you who have been here in Houston will remember that.
在8月18号，1983年的时候， 这个 Alicia 飓风,
that was a great hurricane, Category 3.
是一个三级的飓风。
Cost $2 billion damages to Houston, 21 person died.
在美，在休斯顿造成21的损失， 还有人的伤亡。
And those who were members who are here will remember this.
那时候在这里的同龄都还记得。
That time we didn't have internet, right? We just call, telephone everybody. Hey, it's coming tomorrow. Let's pray. Yeah.
那时候还没有网际网络，所以大家就互相用电话联络，说我们要为这件事情祷告。
So that night, every member did not sleep. Pray the whole night.
没有人的睡觉，整晚的祷告。
Then the hurricane came the next morning, August 18.
第二天早上,
very powerful hurricane.
是一个非常强的飓风。
Then after that, one day later,
在那个之后, 过一天,
hurricane passed.
这飓风离开,
first thing I went to the site.
我第一件事呢, 我就到我们在盖会堂的地址,
and took this photograph.
我就照了这张照片。
It's very much like Noah's Ark, you know, floating.
就好像挪亚方舟浮在水上一样。So
we praise God that there's very minimal damages.
所以我们感谢神，受到的损失很小。Only
a few tiles flew off.
只有几个瓦片掉下来了。Praise
God.
感谢神。Then
we carried on that same year.
在当年呢，同样的同一年。
Continue with the building.
继续完成了我们的工作。Then
on November the 26, we held our dedication of the chapel.
在1983年的11月26日，我们举行了献堂礼。
Same time,
在那个同时,
we also held the National Church Conference. People, delegates from all over the United States came to Houston.
那时候也在这里举开全国教会代表会。
It was such a small chapel. And of course, you couldn't accommodate so many people, right?
但是那么多人来, 但是不能,
only 50 seats inside the chapel.
在我们的旧会堂只有50个座位。
So our church members did not get inside the chapel for the main ceremony because it filled up completely.
所以当天早上聚会的时候, 我们自己的信徒都没有到会堂里面去参加。
And we praise God. And also we held the first apostolic Christian conference.
那我们在这里举办的使徒基督教会的一个会议。
Invited Christians from America, American churches, from the American, you know, African churches, Mexican churches, they came and met with us, discussed with them the truth about the Bible.
邀请了其他的教派的信徒来跟我们一起聚会讨论圣经的真理。
I tell you that was a great occasion. That, but of course, now we have a glorious dedication.
那我们现在当然，我们现在有一个可以荣耀神的一个献堂礼。Next,
please. In 2004.
在2004年
，the church membership exceeded 60.
信徒人数超过了60位。Okay,
chapel designed as a fellowship building, not as a church.
那我们那时候只是先盖一个副堂，不是当做主会堂来用。And
we only had an occupant load of 50 seats inside the chapel.
那在会堂里面只能坐50个位置。
So actually, from the point of the law, we are meeting illegally.
在法律上呢, 我们聚会其实是不合法的。
So we have to look for a larger place.
所以我们必须要找一个更大可以聚会的地方。
Okay. Next, please. Because the property was located in Harris County.
那我们本来的会堂是在哈里斯县。
Okay. There's no city water.
我们没有市政府所提供的水源。
We had to drill our own well.
我们那时候必须要打自己的井。
And there is no sewer system.
也没有化粪的设备。
We had to have our own septic tank.
我们必须要自己去安排。
Some of you have been to Thomas Hood.
然后在座的呢，有去过以前的会堂。
It's a north through road.
那并不是一条通道。 地方的马路。
Okay, so you see, it's very difficult for first-time visitors to find us.
所以对第一次要去教找的找到会堂的人呢，是不是很容易的
？A lot of people, we tell them to come to our church. They come to our church, and when they come, service over. We are very sorry. We took 2 hours to find your church.
很多时候，我们邀请其他的朋友来跟我们聚会，他们到的时候，聚会已经结束。他说，我们花两个小时时间才找到这里。
So that anyway, God, it was a blessing at that time. You know, we needed.The place, and we got the place.
在那时候是神给我们的祝福，我们需要一个聚会的地方，神就给了我们一个聚会的地方。
Okay, next please. Then, in at the end of 2003,
在2003年的年底
，we wanted to find out exactly what the members think about relocation.
我们就要想要做一个意见调查，向信徒对于搬迁的态度是什么
？Because we have been there for so long.We are emotionally attached to that place.
在那里呢，我们待了这么长的时间，在有一些
just like a
对于旧的会
堂。They said you want to move from your old house. You feel sad about it, right?
就是如果想要搬从你的旧家搬出来呢，你会感到一些悲伤。
Anyway, we took a survey of all the members.
那时候做了一个意见调查。
They were given forms about.What they like, what they dislike, what they think, you know.
信徒们填了表
And the majority of the church members agreed to relocate.
那大部分的信徒都同意要搬离旧的地方
Okay, next. In the beginning of 2004,
在2004年年初
seven church members were selected to serve as relocation committee.
那就七位信徒被选作建堂委迁建委员会的委员。
It was actually selected from the congregation.
那这是信徒们所推选出来的。
Okay. The committee of seven members would work with the church council collectively.
这个委员会呢，就跟职务会一起工作。
It's known as a joint committee.
那就是一个联合的委员会。
So the joint committee established guidelines.To search for potential sites.
联合委员会的功能呢？他们的任务是要找到一个新的会堂的会址。
Okay, next please. Phase one of our guideline.
那第一期的基本原则是
，We prefer an existing church building.
我们希望能够是买一个已经存在的会堂。
We didn't think about building at all.
那时候我们没有想说要盖自己的会堂
，because it's easy move from one place to another。
因为买的话搬迁上容易很多。
And then our church members located in one place, we chose a boundary。
那照我们信徒分布的情况呢，我们画了一个区域下来。
And that's a Beltway 8。
那就是在八号公路附近。
Okay, next please.The phase one potential. I can see that the red circle, that's a Beltway 8.
那我们先看到
Sam Houston Tollway.
红色的呢是八号公路，也就是 Sam Houston Tollway.
So we would go and look for church buildings inside that circle, the red circle.
那时候我们在看的地方呢，就是在这个红色区域之内的地区作为搬迁的可能地址。
And we went to first of all the Houston Heights.
然后我们到休斯顿市中的 Heights， 我们看到他们那边的会堂。
And also some like it, some did not like it.
那时候有些信徒喜欢，有些信徒并不喜欢。
We came to a voting. There was only one vote difference.
那时候我们第一个看到的会址投票，因为一票的差距没有通过。
So we went to look for another place.
我们就继续找其他的地方。
Washington Avenue near downtown.
我们在 Washington Avenue 在市中心附近看到。
Number two is the Washington.
那在我的投影片上，二号呢就是第二个看的地方。
And we look at the property that there's no lawn.
我看到那边是没有，
And、
外面没有绿地。
That area, let me tell you, is not a very secure area.
那个地区并不是一个很安全的地区。
See the people saying that at night you want to drive down there.No way.
没有人想要晚上开车到那个地方去。
Okay, then we went to Bel Air.
然后我们到了 Bel Air.
Bel Air was a very old building.
那是一个很旧的一个建筑物。
And also very few parking spaces.
停车位也不多。
But in Thomas, we only had 16 at that time, 16 parking spaces. But this one even much, about 12 was parking spaces.
在那时候, 这个地方只有12个停车位, 比我们原来的地方停车位 还少很多。
And we found out why they want to sell the property.
我们发现他为什么想要卖这个地方。
Because their neighbor,
因为他们的邻居,
were complaining against them, they're too noisy.
因为说他们太吵了。
They are Pentecostal.
因为他们是,
just like us, they also pray with tongues.
五旬节教会, 他们也是灵言祷告。
So, there's no way that we can buy the property because we're going to give the same complaints anyway, right?
所以我们觉得我们就算搬到那边呢, 也会, 邻居也会用同样的抱怨。
Then we search for one place in Hobie, Fukui, near Hobie Airport.
那我们在哈比机场附近呢, 看到另外一栋会堂。
5 acres. Very large, a lot of parking space, but the parking is not really that good.
五英亩的土地也有很多停车位，但是停车位的
But the church, I remember the church building.
但是那个会堂呢?
Designed by an architect, beautiful.
是一个建筑师所设计的，会堂本身是很漂亮的。
I love that building.
我很喜欢那个那栋建筑。
But unfortunately, that location is not really good for our church members.
但是那个地方呢, 对于我们信徒来说, 并不是很方便。
They're too far, it's too far away.
对于很多人来说, 蛮远的。
Next, please. Then came Hurricane Katrina in 2005, September.
Katrina飓风登陆在 New Orleans.
You remember?
我们记得吗?
Over 150,000 refugees from Louisiana, from New Orleans, came to Houston.
有15万人逃离纽奥良，到了休斯顿来。
And they came here with no jobs, nothing.
他们来那里呢，也在这里没有工作。
Houston just gave them a place to stay.
休斯顿给他们地方。
And a lot of places around in the Chinatown area.
很多在中国城附近的地方呢。
Now I got this police report that all these are from the police files. Stating exactly where the high crime area is.
所以那时候我去查了这个休斯顿警察的报告，可以知道哪里有比较高的犯罪率。
Okay, and you see that right around the red zone that we have.
我们也看到上面。
Okay, it's now blue zone. That is the Beltway 8 area. All the crime is right in the center there.
所以红色这些点呢，就是那时候犯罪率比较高的地方。
So our committee said, well, we are going to change our guidelines. It doesn't work anymore.
所以委员会说这样子的话，我们必须要重新考量我们一开始找寻的范围。
Okay, next, please. Then we went for a very more, I would say, very scientific, demographic way of determining where we should be located.
然后我们就用一个比较科学的方法来做找会堂的工作。
We started to locate every church member's home, every church member.
我们把所有信徒的地址呢都找出来。
And you can see that all the members, the red dots, and all the list, church members all here. The number is all here.
我们把所有信徒住处的地方，然后把他们的地址住处。
And you see this big triangle, large triangle, represents where most of the church members live.
所以我们就归纳出来。 多数的信徒呢，都住在这个三角形的区域之内。 在右下角呢是明湖区。
And over on this side here,
那在左边呢？
Smaller triangle,
这个比较小的三角形。
I would say about 85% of church members live there in that triangle.
大概有 85% 的信徒是住在这个小三角形之内。
And the center, you draw a center of that, you find that it's right on Beltway 8, and right now you have the freeway, what do you call that? The tollway, the new tollway.
那现在如果你看中间那条路，通过这三角形的中间，那边有一条新的付费公路。
Okay, that was how we determined, that is a guideline we're going to go by.
然后这就是我们新的找寻会堂会址的一个目标。
Okay, next, please. Phase two search guidelines.
所以第二段找会堂的基本准则是
Okay, we prefer properties located in West Houston.
希望能够靠西休斯顿。
So we're not going to consider any other place, any other area, South Houston. No, West Houston, sorry.
我们就只考虑在休斯顿西边的会堂。
And now we're going to try a bit more. Look for vacant land.
那我们也要找空地。
If it's vacant land, we prefer to be more than 1.5 acres because Thomas Road is nearly 1 acre, 0.91.
那如果我们自己要买地来盖的话呢，我们希望有1.5英亩以上的地。
We anticipate our church is going to expand, right?
因为我们希望能教会能够增长。
So we need larger space, right?
所以我们必须要更大的地。
So number three, instead of looking for existing church buildings, we could also look for commercial and industrial properties.
我们也不只是找教会建筑，也可以找其他商业或工业的建筑，把它改建成会堂。
So you know, although we have a search committee, right?
我们有一个
委员会。All church members are actually involved. Every church, every member can go and look for.
其实每一位信徒都在帮助这个圣工。
Everybody, they're very cooperative. They really love. They love. It's an adventure for them.
那大家都很一同心，都一起在做这个工作。
Next, please. And we face two potential properties.
那在第二阶段呢，我们看了这些地点。
Do you look at a triangle?
如果你看到这个三角形的话。
Where all the church members live.
这是大部分的。
And you see our potential properties are right in there, right very very.
所以我们找的这些地点呢，都是跟信徒所居住地方
比较接近的。
因为很多地方，我们看了很多地方，我就很快的。
Very good site, 5 acre, Belfort. Actually visible from Beltway 8. Very good site.
我们在 Belfort 路上看到一个5英亩的地，在八号公路上都可以看到的地。
But next to Bayou.
是在一条溪的旁边。
Within the 100-year floodplain.
那是在100年的洪水区。
So we say, oh no.
我们说不要。
We do Sharp View, very nice property.
那在 Sharp View
那边也有。Near Chinatown.
在中国城那边也有一
个。It's not in Chinatown, but on the fringe. But actually, you can walk to a Chinese restaurant right there.
在中国城的边缘，我们看了一个地点。
About 1 acre.
大概有1英亩的地。
The thing is, the city require a retention pond.
那时候需要做一个防洪的池子。
So we went to sign up.A bit further down.
那我们要看到 Sina Grove 更靠西边一点的地方。
Next to daycare building.
那边还有一个。
Next to church building, very large church building.
在另外一个很大的。
Building so large, our members say, "Hey, we build a small church next to a large. It's just like David and Goliath."
Sina 那边呢，我们看的地旁边呢有一栋很大的会堂。
So say, we cannot be intimidated by this large church building next to it.
那时候有些信徒说，就好像大卫跟歌利亚一样。所以我们要去看其他地
方。Daycare center,
在唐城也看了一些地方。
Next to daycare center is a huge retention pond.
那在 Sugarland 的那个地方呢？
So you know that we say members say, well, what's going to happen? All the mosquitoes are there.
因为那边有个防洪池，但很多人就说，当那时候一定有很多的
search again.
蚊虫会跑出
来。West Glen.
后来到了 West Glen 那边去。
Opposite a Chinese temple.A Buddhist temple.
那个地方呢
opposite.
那个是在一个佛教的
庙的对面。But actually, we examine the structure. It's too expensive to convert that.
但是我们看了它。
So, no go.
它建筑物的结构，我们知道它花太多的经费。
Then we went to Schiller, right on Highway 6.
然后又到了六号路那边。
And it's a Chinese church.
那是一个中国教会。
2.88 acres.
2.88英亩。
Same problem.
同样的问题。
As our Thomas Road.
跟罗马路是一
样 ，no sewer，
是一条在死巷里面的，他们也没有划分的设备。
So we went to KD Freeway. They were actually very nice location.
又到十号路那边去看了一个很好的建筑。
Only 10 parking spaces cannot expand.
但是只有10个停车位，没有办法发展。
Then we went to West Center office building.
最后我们到了 West Center， 看到一栋建筑。
Next please. Next, this Office building very nice.
这是一个很好的一个建筑。
Beautiful location, right in the center of all those. Remember, right in the center of all our church members.
地点便利是在所有信徒的中心点。
Very small,
地方不大
0.69 acre. But the building is large, 6,000 square feet.
只有0.67英亩，但是它的建筑物有
only 20 parking spaces.
当时只有20个停车位。
We had a meeting. I remember that.
我们有一个那时候开了信徒大会。
Why is it that it did not even meet our other criteria? We still wanted it because of the location.
那为什么我们那时候开了会？因为他没有，他在他虽然没有达到一些标准呢。
Oh,
因为那个地方的
that location. You see, now real estate build important is location, location, location.
因为当
tell you that,、huh?
因为当地的地点很好，做房地产的就知道最重要就是地点
beautiful location,
地点地点
very small.
地方不是很大。
It is an office building. To convert it, you have to get the approval of the neighbors.
那个建筑物本来是个商业的建筑，如果要把它改成建成教会的话呢，要附近的邻居们都同意。
For many many months, a lot of church members went around canvassing, you know, going out from house to house, telling them, "Hey, vote for us to change the property."
花了那时候很多的信徒花了好几个月时间跟每一个邻居去。
James, you remember, he worked very hard.
我们知道 James 他去了好多次。
Everybody worked, the whole church worked very hard to try to get the property.
希望能够得到邻居的同意，能够改建成教会。
I think we got 43% vote.
我们那时候得到了大概43%的同意。
So we didn't get passed.
所以并没有通过。
So we are all very disappointed.
但那时候大家都很失望
very, very,
，因为很多人都很喜欢那个地点。
Okay. Get on looking.
我们就继续找。
We got this place.
我们就找到了我们现在聚会的地方。
We found what we were looking for.
我们找到了我们想要的。
It has got everything, everything.
有所有我们想要的，所以我们想需要的。
So we really, very thankful. You can see this is a beautiful place. You know.
我们可以看到这是一个很美好的会堂。
Next, please. Next slide. We can see God's guidance.
我们在这里可以看到神的带领。
Okay. First of all.There was unanimous agreement from the congregation, but I remember we all came here. Came and look at this property.
第一点，拜教会信徒有100%同意来购买这会堂，我们都一起来看了这个会堂。
Remember one church member asked me, first thing he asked me, Deacon Wong, what do you think?
那有位信徒就问我说，黄执事，你觉得怎么样？
Because obviously, I was the one was.You know, criticize a lot of the previous property.
那我是一对以前其他的看到的产业呢有意见的人。
So they said, I said, okay. So we all agreed we bought the property.
那所以那时候我们都100%的同意要买这个会堂。
Selling price $850 within our budget.
那时候他们的要价是85万，也是在我们的预算范围之内。
The best thing is, we're able to sell the old property, very high price, and.Pay for this property.
那我们也能够把我们旧的会址多马路的会址卖掉，卖了一个很好的价钱，让我们有能力来买这边的会堂。
The financial report.
那这是财务报告。
You can see all up there.
我们可以看到都在上面。
850 for the price of this property. We sold 190.
85万是这里的要价，我们把旧的会堂卖了19万。
Building 445 at that time.
那时候我们在
的
建堂基金有145万，然后有128万是其他地方信徒。
100,000 from USGA.
我们跟美国总会的周转金借了10万。
President, I got it's all paid for.
然后其他的28万多呢，我们是用以前存下来的钱买的。
You can really see that God's guidance every step of the way.
所以我们在这个过程呢，可以看到神一步一步的带领。
Next, please.Comparison.
我们来做一个对照。
Between this property and that property.
我们现有的会堂跟以前在多马路的会堂。
Read that for yourself.
你可以自己读这一张投影片。
Almost in every point, this property beats that property.
在每一点呢，现有的会堂都比以前的会堂要适合。
Size.
看它大小。
Building size double, more than double.
大概有两倍多。
Is in a city.
是在一个城市之内。
It's in a commercial area.
是在一个商业区里面。
It's very easy to find. It's a
很容易找。
It's an avenue.
是一条
and a
四通八达的道路，有市政府的水。
Normal septic tank. And city sewer.
然后有市的下水道。
Praise God. Next, please. The chapel is not perfect.
我们的会堂还不是。
We agree to that, right?
完美的，我们都同意。
We still have to eat our lunch at the.Find those little rooms to eat, right?
你像我们用餐的时候呢，
really,
就要找地方坐下来。
That is not really that good. We don't say it's perfect.
我们并不说这是完美的。
But we improve a lot.
但是我们已经做了一些进步。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Every church member,
每一位信徒
member, love this place.
都很热爱这个地方。
Works for this place.
然后想要把这里建得更好。你要为这个会堂尽心尽力。
You really have a great church. When there's a preacher here was saying, "What is a temple? We are the temple." Right?
刚刚叶传道说，神的殿是什么？我们就是神的殿。
The beautiful part about this church is not this building; it's people. Our church members are the beautiful place.
这美好的教会并不是看会堂，而是看里面的成员、信徒。我们有了新的地毯。
Then you have a new stage.
我们有新的讲台。
Okay. New pulpit.
然后有新的
new pews.
新的座椅。
We are very thankful to God.
我们很感谢神。
A very dedicated, loving, elder from Taiwan that, you know, donated all these church pews.
那这个座椅呢，是一位在台湾很尽心的一位长老 所捐献的。
We really miss him very much. He's no longer with us now.
他已经不在了，但是我们都很想念他。他现在天上。
Okay. And this new audio, video, everything is all done by our own church members.
那这些设备呢，也是信徒们自己来装的。
And we're really thankful to have a very good, technicians, people who know what they're doing.
我们感谢我们有信徒知道他们在做什么。
This church is already a very small church, but very dedicated people.And very capable, efficient people.
虽然是很小的一个教会，但是我们有很热心的信徒。
And only praise and thank God. Only you see that you come in to the lobby. Those new furniture we just got only about 1 month ago.
那些我们门口的这些家具呢，才一个月以前才把它弄好。
You see, we are still keep on improving the church. That's the beautiful thing about this church is keep on improving.
我们还是在想做一些能。措施能够让教会更进步、更完善。
Next one, please. Next project.
我们的下一个计划。
We are going to have the pastor room. Already is a pastor room there, right?
我们这边有一个传道房。
We want to have an opening window. Right now, it was used as a store. You know, the room was used as a store, as storage.
以前呢，本来是一个储藏的地方，现在我们把它改成传道房。
It doesn't sound very inviting to live in a old story, all covered up, you know.
所以我们现在要打一个窗户，因为住在一个储藏间并不是很好。
So we are going to open a window for the pastor.
我们要为传道打一个窗户。
We're going to have a new air conditioning.
然后要买一个新的冷气机给他。
You know, sometimes the pastor lives in the room.
那有的时候传道他一个人在房间内。
We're going to just open the whole air conditioning system, so we just have.Individual air conditioning for that room alone.
我们不能打开所有的冷气，所以我们会买一个箱型冷气，窗型冷气。
And then we're going to open the door. A lot of our church members, our sisters will be very delighted to know we're going to opening a kitchen opening from the coffee room to the kitchen.
我想很多姐妹都听到都很高兴，就是我们要在茶水间呢跟厨房呢打一个门。
Because if they want to go in the kitchen, all right.And the church is service going on. They cannot do that, right?
那如果他在准备
饭，they have to go outside and come inside.
他要
so we're going to do that.
要从外面走才能进到厨房里面去。
Actually, all the plans have been drawn.
那所有的计划都已经画下来了。
We actually have prices from three contractors already.
我们已经找了三家公司估价了。
But right now, we are suspending the work because of this meeting here.And all other meetings, we are not free to do that right now. But that will be our next project.
那但是因为教会很多活动，所以我们暂时停止这个工程。那我们就会将要继续开始。
And of course, we always in our mind, I want you to pray, is that we like to have a new fellowship hall, new dining, and more classrooms.We're looking into that.
我希望各位能为我们祷告。我们希望有一个副堂可以在那边用餐。
Next, please go ahead and pray for our church in Houston.
请继续为休斯顿教会祷告。
Thank you very much.
多谢。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the English TJC choir would like to present two hymns.The first one is Here We Stand, Lord, and the second one will be Holy, 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 We Worship You.
人类的救主，宇宙的主宰，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Savior of mankind, creator of heaven and earth, Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们今天在这里恭恭敬敬地将这座会堂呈现在你面前。
Lord, we reverently dedicate this chapel into your hands.
分别为圣，为你所用。
We set it apart to be holy, to be used by you.
求主悦纳。
May you accept it.
让这个地方成为你立名的居所。
So that this place can become a place where you are exalted.
让这个地方成为我们感谢、颂赞、祈求的地方。
And may it be a place where we can praise and thank you and make our petitions known to you.
成为我们属灵团契交通的场所。
So that it become a gathering place of our spiritual fellowship.
主，这是休斯顿教会弟兄姊妹为报答主的恩典所做的感恩奉献。
Lord, this is an offering out of the heart and labor and love of the members here in Houston Church.
愿主你的圣名在这里高举。
May your holy name be exalted here.
愿主你的荣耀在这里彰显。
May your glory be manifested.
愿主你的真道在这里广传。
And may your truth be proclaimed.
主，我们在这里感谢你。
Lord, we thank you here.
我们感谢你的悦纳。
We thank you for your accepting us.
求你祝福在座的每一位属灵的心殿。
May you bless every one of us in our hearts here today.
照顾，看守。
To watch over us.
让每位属灵的殿堂将来的荣耀能够大过先前金碧辉煌物质圣殿的荣耀。
So that the spiritual temple in the future is greater than the physical temple in the past.
求主祝福休斯顿教会的弟兄姊妹。
May you bless the members here in Houston Church.
恩上加恩。
Grace upon grace.
能够在这里继续宣扬主的恩典。
So that they may continue to proclaim your grace to the others.
祝福在座的每一位，力上加力。
May you bless all of us here with strength upon strength.
能够继续尽心尽力爱主，服侍主。
To continue to love you and to serve you with all our heart, soul, and strength.
愿主祝福在座的来宾。
May you bless all the attendees.
能够体会真神大爱的光照。
So that they may experience your love shining upon them.
早日在这里领受主的救恩。
And to quickly come and receive your grace.
愿主祝福休斯顿教会。
May you bless the Houston Church.
在圣灵的带领下同心合意兴旺圣工。
That under the holy guidance of the Holy Spirit they may unite to prosper the gospel.
多结善果。
To bear good fruit.
愿主耶稣的恩惠常常与我们同在。
And may your grace always abide with us.
愿真实的怜悯常常在我们身上。
And may your mercy and forgiveness be upon us.
愿圣灵的感动常常住在我们心里面。
And may the movement of your spirit always dwell inside of us.
愿尊贵、荣耀、颂赞都归于我们在天上的父神。
May all glory, praise, and honor be unto our Father in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing it.
256首
Hymn number 256.
请保持站立，低头默祷。
Please remain standing and bow our heads to pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Our Father, we thank you.
带领我们今天献堂典礼能够按照你的旨意顺利的进行。
That according to your will, we have successfully and smoothly completed this dedication.
主，我们今天用欢乐的心情在这里聚集在一起，把这所圣所。
Lord, today we gather here with a heart of joy to dedicate this temple to you.
我们每位弟兄姊妹，每位来宾都用无比兴奋的心情来到这里参加这个盛会。
With an incomparable heart of joy, all of us gathering here today come before your presence.
虽然典礼即将结束。
Even though we are concluding this service here.
这正是我们开始在这个你所接纳的圣堂要开始服事。
But it's actually the beginning of our servitude with the temple that you will accept.
主，我们愿意准备好我们自己为你所用。
Lord, we're willing to prepare ourselves to be used by you.
我们愿意成为你的器皿。
We're willing to be your vessel.
求主你亲自带领我们。
May you personally guide us.
我们知道，虽然我们有很多计划。
We know that although we have many plans.
我们也为着爱主不断的努力。
And even though out of our love we work diligently for you.
但是我们深深的知道，如果不是你亲自做工，亲手成就。我们所做的就不算得什么。
But we know that above all, unless you guide us and work personally, then anything we do is in vain.
主，我们有一颗服侍你的心。
Lord, we have a heart to serve you.
求主帮助我们。
May you help us.
加添我们力量。
To increase our strength.
让我们能够在你面前打破自己。
So that in front of you, we can break ourselves.
看到神的旨意。
To see your will.
让我们深深的了解。唯有以主的心为心
that we can understand completely that we must have your heart as our own.
我们的工作才能蒙你成全
and only then will our work be accepted and pleasing to you.
就像今天我们呈现在你的会堂一样的
just like we're gathered here in your temple today.
所有的弟兄姊妹同心合意
we are all gathered in one accord.
我们就看到你的恩典
and now we see your grace.
主求你祝福在座的弟兄姊妹
Lord, may you bless all the members and believers here today.
求你祝福今天来参加盛会的来宾
May you bless all those who came to attend.
祝福他们身体健康
Bless them with good health.
祝福他们有机会能够来到你的面前聆听你的话语
Bless them with the opportunity to come before you to receive your gospel.
因为这是你给我们的使命
Because this is a commission you've given to us.
也是你告诉我们人生的意义
And it's also the meaning of life that you tell us about.
所以我们在这里再一次的感谢你带领我们今天的聚会
So, We once again thank you for guiding our service.
求你的圣灵不断的带领
May your Holy Spirit continually lead us.
让休斯顿教会能够不断的成长
So that the Houston Church can continue to grow.
在这里荣耀你的名
To glorify your name here.
我们也在这里享受你所赐的平安与喜乐
and to enjoy the peace and joy that you give to us.
我们再次感谢你的祝福
We thank you for your blessings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐
Please take your seat.